This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, it's the Wednesday program. I'm the DJ Veer, the D of DJ Veer. Victoria is the V of the DJ Veers. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. In a few moments, we're going to thinking about the disaster in Florida that could have happened anywhere, anytime. Nursing homes unprepared for the disaster. So many things that require infrastructure not ready. This is a National Preparedness Month, and we're going to have a conversation about being prepared. It's apropos, certainly, for the situation that we have found ourselves in, it seems to me. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, my pal Warren Eckstein has consented to spend a little bit of time with us talking about some of the issues that affect all of us when it comes to our pets. If you're fans of his pet show, you can find him and follow him, facebook.com/thepetshow, twitter.com/Warren Eckstein, Eckstein is how you spell it. There also is this fabulous, his line of what they call hugs and kisses, what his company, he and his family have put this together. Actually, Warren did the formulation specifically for cats and dogs. They're two different types. So all the minerals, all the vitamins. I know Millie gets hugs and kisses every single day. Well, she gets hugs and kisses from us, but she also gets hugs and kisses from Warren. So if you want something for your pet that will ensure that they live the happiest, healthiest life, you go to hugsandkisses.com. For Warren's proprietary brand and mix of minerals and vitamins, hugsandkisses.com. So your discussion on your radio program, the Pet Show, is heard every weekend, by the way, around the country on lots of great radio stations. There is a podcast of it. You can get it at iTunes, etc. So one of the things you were talking about is how what owners do and how they share and relate to their animals may cause a disruption in the animals. That is, I guess maybe the bottom line here, the way to put it, Warren, is do we give our animals headaches? We give each other headaches. Do we give our dogs and cats headaches with our inappropriate behavior?
Yeah, we do, and it's kind of interesting. But dogs, and not more dogs than cats, but dogs, you know, cats say, take the headache yourself, leave me alone. But dogs really do suffer from headaches for the same reasons we do. You know, it could be things like sinus congestion, you know, physical trauma, dental problems, allergies. People don't realize that, high blood pressure. And here's the kicker. I started talking about this years ago, Doug, and people actually wanted to take me away with white coats and put me in a hospital. I started talking about the concept of stress going from one end of the leash to the other end of the leash. And just like when we get stressed out, whether it be a divorce going on in the family or some other craziness, a move or whatever, and we get stressed out and we get a headache, that same headache can really transfer to our dogs. So those are some of the things that will cause headaches. So if you notice your dog, for example, he's sensitive around light or all of a sudden sound, he's hyperactive or restless or withdraws from touch, all of these things can indicate that your dog or your cat may have a headache. And this is the problem, is people are unaware of things like this. That's why I tell them, the most important thing that you can do as a pet guardian is watch your pets when they're healthy and feeling good so that you can tell if anything is off.
Really? I just was on the plane coming back the other day from L.A. I was looking in a magazine and I saw something that I thought, I circled it and I ripped it out of the magazine. This is for Warren, I put on the top of it. My pet's coolest trick. And the people who contributed to this article share their pet's coolest trick. For example, a cat that plays fetch. I don't know if that's something that's unusual or not. Here's a dog that opens the front door. The dog has devised a plan. Actually, this lady says she has two dogs. One pushes on the handle. The other one pushes the door open with his nose. As a dog that can work the intercom. According to Jerry Walsh in Pennsylvania, let's see here, opening the refrigerator Anna Karina's dog opens the refrigerator. And I mean, you've done these programs for 30-some-odd years, your weekend program. You must have had conversations about silly things like this that your pet can do.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. You remember David Letterman doing stupid pet tricks?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you how stupid pet tricks started. I did all the work. I did David Letterman show 113 times. I trained Dave's dogs. And I remember sitting there one day, and I was working with Dave's dog, Bob, in the studios at NBC, not on the show at this point. This wasn't an appearance on the show. This was just in the hallways of NBC, all right?
Yeah, right.
And he said, Warren, I know you did a lot of work in the military. Teach Bob something different. So I said, okay, I'll teach Bob to crawl on his belly like a war dog. That's what I did down the hallways of NBC. People are looking at me like I'm a little crazy. And there's Bob crawling down the hallway. And Dave says to me, you know, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I responded to Dave, and I said, Dave, if you think that's stupid, you should see some of the things people have asked me to do in terms of training their dogs. And his girlfriend at that time, Meryl Marcos said, stupid pet tricks. And I believe that's how the whole thing started.
Wow.
Really?
That
good
is so
for
cool.
You. That was the woman I think he eventually married her, didn't he?
No. They had broken up way before that.
Oh.
But the bottom line is it's really important to consistently teach your dog something new. They get stagnant, just like children, just like people. So teaching them something new that they enjoy. For example, if your dog doesn't like to play ball, teach them how to swim. If it doesn't like to swim, teach them how to catch a frisbee. Find out what they like to do and focus on that versus trying to teach them something they don't want to do.
Charlie used to rip up boxes. Remember, I think she did it for you. She did it everywhere she could.
That must
give
be
her
a bulldog
box.
Thing. My friend's two bulldogs, that's all she does. She just gives them gift bags and boxes, and they love ripping them apart.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein.
Energy.
Host, yeah, I got lots of energy. Hosting the Pet Show for decades, something that you should look forward to. Find it at petshow.com. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to help you think, focus, if you will, on how to be prepared if you experience a disaster or severe weather. That's up next here on the DJV Experience.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 15 past the hour. Time for us to focus on preparedness with the meteorologist Cheryl Nelson, who recently hosted a national television program entitled Get Ready, America, the National Hurricane Survival Test. September dedicated as National Preparedness Month. So we have Cheryl, who not only is a meteorologist, but an expert when it comes to disaster preparedness here, to talk about the things that at this point in time people say, all right, Cheryl, where were you 2 months ago?
Oh, I know. Good morning, guys. I've been here.
So disaster preparedness is applicable, I think, any time of year, even though September is probably the worst month for hurricanes. We all live through disasters. We all, those of us who spend a lot of time on the West Coast or live there, earthquakes, tornadoes in the Midwest, hurricanes. I'm in the Northeast, but I don't live in the Northeast in the wintertime because of snowstorms, the horrible nor'easters that blow through here. But all of these, Cheryl, are things that people ought to be thinking about and be prepared to deal with. I think we've become a little wimpish. We think everybody's going to take care of us, and all you got to do is look to Florida, look to the Houston area, Granada, Puerto Rico, and see that people weren't prepared, aren't prepared, but need to be prepared. So how do we get into this mode?
I think you're right. A lot of people have grown complacent, especially over the past 13 years. I mean, the hurricane season has been really quiet up until this year. And then we get Harvey, Irma, and Maria. And I think it really has been a wake-up call for people. But one of the things that you need to do is, like you said, start preparing well in advance of any storm or disaster. Talk to your family. Have that family communicated plan. And assemble a disaster kit now. Don't go running to the store at the last minute. I mean, you can get those necessary items and put them in your kit, both in your home and also in your vehicle.
What kind of things need to be in that? The obvious question.
Yeah, absolutely. So we always say at least 1 gallon of water per person for at least 3 days. Obviously, though, in Puerto Rico, you would need a lot more than that. I mean, gosh, they've gone a week now without power, and they are starting to run out of those supplies. So honestly, I'd recommend having a stockpile for at least 2 weeks, and that way you have plenty of water and food to get you through for a long period of time. You also want to have medications for at least 2 weeks because you may not be able to get those. Have important documents. Keep records of all the insurance papers, your license, social security card, and also inventory of everything in your house on a flash drive in a waterproof bag. Mm-hmm. You want at least $100.
Did we lose Cheryl?
Sounds like we did, yeah.
Sounds like we did.
At least $100, it sounds like, in cash, so that's a good idea. Because ATMs are the first things that don't work in terms of disasters.
Well, again, we've become so dependent on what happens when everything works.
Yeah.
And that's it. So we were just talking about electricity, Cheryl. One of the things that I had installed in my house, and I think a lot of people are thinking this way, you look around at all the generators that have been sold this year because of people losing power, and I wonder how much of that is a factor here and how easy it is. I mean, I have one that I put in that takes care of the whole house. I live on a farm, so it's the house and the barn and everything. It may be not everybody needs something that big, but are more and more people buying home generators?
I think a lot more people are starting to think about it, to be honest, and it's a really good idea. I recommend the Cummins Quiet Connect generator. What's great about that is it's not portable, and it's installed directly to your house by a pro. It's hooked up to your natural gas or propane line, so you don't have to worry about it. It's quiet and compact, and it turns on the second the power goes out, and it stays on for the duration of your power outage. You can program it to power whatever you need in your home. So if you want air conditioning, you have air conditioning. That's something that small portable generators cannot do and are not strong enough to do.
Yeah, there's that. You want to keep the refrigerator hooked up, I would have thought, and means for food preparation. If you have an electric stove, people got gas stove, is not a problem. But, yeah, that sort of thing. And if you live, a lot of people forget that many, many people live in the country, and they don't have city water or town water. They have a well. And if you don't have any electricity, hello, you will not have any water. I know that because I live on a farm, and without electricity, there ain't no water. Bingo.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to keep the sump pump running, too. I mean, that's a good reason to have one of these Cummins generators. Yeah.
I just think that a lot of people, you brought up three or four items here that seem to be common sense, but yet we don't always, a lot of us have very good common sense. Well, otherwise, why would you even want to stay in the storm's path in the first place? I mean, that's where it sort of starts. But if you're going to stay there, or you are not going to be, you know, wiped out, but you know you're going to have some problems, electricity is the first thing to go. So all of these things that you've come up with are good. Is there a website people can go to for this info?
Absolutely. It's homegenerators.cummins.com/head of the storm. You can see videos and a downloadable brochure with tips for any season.
Good. Thank you, Cheryl Nelson. Good to have you here. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Robert Plant song?
Yep.
Ooh.
Chrissy Hynde.
I don't like it. Do you?
I mean, it's a Robert Plant sound, so like if you like Zeppelin, if you like this, the stuff that he's done since, then it's pretty in keeping with it. He's got that scene, he's got that, like, you know, Middle Eastern vibe in the background. Like, that's his thing.
I didn't remember it being this bad.
It's funny because I actually really like it.
Yeah, you I do? Think it's cool.
It may be a generational thing.
He's older than you are.
I understand that. Thank you. But that doesn't mean that I have to like his stuff.
And well, did you ever like Led Zeppelin, though?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Now, I played their music as a disc jockey.
Right.
And when they first were popular and didn't like it then and don't like it now. Robert Plant, however, is one of those names that's synonymous with that era for sure. So there's a new tour that's been announced after the release of this album, Carry Fire, which starts, I think it comes out a week, 2 weeks from Friday. Is it? Yeah, 2 weeks from this Friday. 11th solo album release for Plant. First one on his own since 2014. He released a single off of Carry Fire, and that's what you're listening to, Bluebirds Over the Mountain, and Chrissy Hynde is with him here. Remember her from The Pretenders?
Oh, yeah.
I dig her, man. I think she's fabulous. What she's done on her own, entirely different, for me anyway, than Robert Plant. So this song, by the way, has been recorded by Richie Valens and the Beach Boys.
I'd
recognize
love to hear
the
those.
Title.
Yeah, I'd like love to hear those versions. Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can find those, Kara, will you?
Just for comparison, I'm curious.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so he starts a North American tour next February, he says he's committed to getting tickets into the hands of the fans and not scalpers. Good for you, sir.
Yeah.
That'd be enough reason to support you right there. He's collaborating with Ticketmaster to sell the tickets, the pre-sale tickets, through its verified fan program.
So this is the Beach Boys one, by the way, which sounds very different.
All right, listen, crack this up.
Bluebirds
product so different.
It's different. Woo. You got the Ritchie Valens version, too?
I wasn't able to find that one yet, but I imagine it's probably more in the vein of Beach Boys than Robert Plant.
He was one of these people killed with Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, the big bopper in that plane crash. So that's the vintage we're talking about, mid to late 50s. This is 60s version of the song. All right, I prefer this to Robert Plant's. Thank you very much. All right, up next musically, Noel Gallagher saying that he couldn't keep up with U2's partying on tour, and that's why he has taken a leave of absence, if you will, the group Oasis. So what is the connection between Oasis and U2?
Well, Noel Gallagher has been friends with Bono for a while now, so that's why they said, you know, hey,
didn't they open for
you
too?
Yeah. Noel Gallagher is now solo, and so is Liam Gallagher. They're both solo artists because they can't seem to get along anymore in a band. So Noel's their opening act on most of the European legs, and apparently I mean, Bono's 60. I didn't think he even drank anymore, but apparently that's not true. Apparently he can still drink everybody under the table.
What is there that people like to do? I mean, why do you do that to yourself? It's not fun.
Is that just because he's a rocker or because he's Irish? Or a mix of both?
Yeah.
Is it a certain expectation, if you will? Music, a focus of our lives, and every hour during this portion of the program on the DJB show, we focus on musical items. It's 28 minutes past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Mercedes-Benz future plans became very evident when they presented their all-electric version of the EQA concept. Mercedes said they will sell electrified versions of all of their models by 2022. The EQA concept would be an electrified compact car. The EQA looks very like the Tesla Model 3, and statistically it's similar to the Model 3 as well. Their wheelbases are within 5 inches of each other, and the EQA can go 62 miles in just 10 minutes of charging. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycles.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Horn and Kara Schillen. It's sort of what I said.
I'm married Jennifer Horn. I'm Victoria Horn.
Where did that come from? Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. This has turned out to be sort of listener appreciation week, in a manner of speaking. I have, for some reason or other, come across a lot of, I've been cleaning out some old things in email city, and I just decided I wanted from time to time to say hello to Nikki McSwain, for example, and John Casablancas, and Jim Prues, all of them listeners for many years to the programs that I do. You can get a podcast, by the way, of the DJB show, The Best of the Week. Every week we have an hour of that. I don't know if we have an hour. How much does it really take when you're all done, Kara, editing all of it? How long are usually the episodes that we post at blogtalkradio.com/DJB show?
They're usually between 30 and 40.
Okay. So the best of the week on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com. And when I say best of the week, the off-air conversations sometimes, sadly, are better than the on-air. You may find them more entertaining. Anyway, it's up to you. You can figure that out. You still have to sort of log on. You go wherever podcasts are available. You can download them on your device, whatever it is. So you can check it out. Blogtalkradio.com is where we have our relationship. But I want to make sure that that all of us, you, Victoria, Kara, all of us that are associated with the program, don't go overboard by pushing people to screens or devices. You know how I feel about this. You know, when you go on to a computer or a device, a smartphone, whatever it is, you're really logging out of the real world. And in order to have relationships with people, you gotta understand or manage your relationship with technology. And there are all kinds of ways that I find, because I read different postings from people. I must be triggered because I get a lot of this stuff sent to me because people know that I'm wary of all the technology. We give over to it. I've been very focused on this with Megan, my daughter, and her son, who is not quite yet three, and he hasn't really been exposed to any of this stuff yet, although they did tell me on the plane coming back from Scandinavia last week that they had him look at some, on their smartphone, they had some cartoon about a dog. I don't know what it was, but apparently he was fascinated with that. But you get yourself, you know, you get into a thing where you become dependent on all of this stuff. And maybe this is the way to look at it. This is the digital world, but we are analog. How's that? You like that, Victoria?
I like that. That's actually very cool, yeah.
We're analog, and the machines are digital. You are not a machine. So, in a moment, we're going to focus on, the ladies are going to love this, because as we get into fall, there are new codes, if you will. I'm not sure that's the right word, but it's kind of a way. There's a requirement for all of us to pay attention to the way the seasons change what we wear, what you put on for makeup, all that sort of thing. So we'll indulge ourselves in that in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, Taya Kyle. Is that how you pronounce her name? The widow of Chris Kyle? It's Taya? T-A-Y-A? Taya? I'm not sure how to pronounce
her
name.
I'm not sure, actually. I didn't see that movie.
Well, the reason that I'm focused on her at the moment is because she has become very vocal. Yesterday, she went on Facebook and wrote, quote, "You're asking us to abandon what we loved about togetherness and make choices of division. This is aimed at the NFL and the protests, suggesting that what we're doing now is more divisive. We are dividing our country. We are getting people more angry." And I think that she is 100% correct. That's why I brought this up. I think that all of this stuff, she writes, "Dear NFL, you have taken away togetherness. You have lost me." You remember how famous this guy was, and maybe that's what gives her some street cred to a point. But there are a lot of people. There's a growing chorus of voices taking a stance in this thing between the NFL, the president, and, you know, whatever other things are being said. There is a problem. Listen, you're not going to hear from me that there isn't a problem, because in my mind, there is a problem between the certain black Americans and the police.
Yeah,
I think
that's what seems to be lost in all this.
Underscore.
Yeah, right. Weird thing is, like, when Colin Kaepernick, who is credited with starting this, but even though a lot of other athletes apparently had been doing it before, but taking a knee during the anthem, it was a protest of police brutality and racial inequality as it relates to the police. That's how this all started. And now everyone's saying it's a protest against the anthem and against America and all this other stuff.
No.
It's not. I mean,
but there is a problem.
So big,
they are
it's
right.
Lost.
The protesters are correct. There is a problem in this country with police brutality and black people, but there also is a problem with black crime. I mean, there are all sorts of other problems that seem to get lost in this discussion, and they're actually lost because of all of the focus on this kind of foolishness. This is a play. This is theater. This is foolishness. This is, is football a metaphor for my world? No, not at all. I don't give a damn about football or the football players.
Right.
I would like to find some metaphor that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of it is that when you use this sort of stuff, it once again divides us to a point of almost not being able to go back. We need to sort of fix these problems together. I don't believe it's political, or it ought not to be. There's a problem. We have a problem with some police, and we have a problem with black people in crime, and there are too many black people in jail, but there are too many black people committing crimes. Why are so many black people committing crimes? You know, you go into this whole thing, and it's hard to get anymore. It's so blurred by all this other nonsense, so you don't really get to the problems that exist. 96%, I remember doing a television program on this with the chief of police, I want to say Cleveland. Let me think. It's not important to the story. I did a weekend TV show on CNBC when I first got started. Heavens, what, 30 years ago or something like that? And I remember the fellow who was the police chief in Cleveland. It may have been Los Angeles. It's not important. I see the guy's face. And he was there to talk. He was a black guy. And he was talking about the violence committed by blacks on blacks, and that, you know, we tend to miss that part of the story, or the reporting of it goes unnoticed. And his example was his own daughter, who was killed by a black gang member because in order to move up the rung, the ladder, in this gang, you had to kill somebody, a family member of some prominent person. So this guy, this black gang member, kills this guy's daughter in order to move up the scale. They find him, put him in jail for the rest of his life. But still, this guy lost his daughter, black daughter, to a black criminal. Didn't really become a focus of things in terms of that discussion. So anyway, I don't want to overcook this, but the fact that she talked about it, and I think, frankly, she makes a point about people who buy NFL gear. You know, you want to buy a jersey for a football player or something like that. And she says, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to support it. I used to love football, my husband and I, my family. But she concluded the note to the NFL that she sent the post on Facebook by challenging these big, strong guys to fight for issues they claim to care about with other demonstrations that would not involve you being on your knees, but getting to work to fix the problem. What is being on your knees? I saw a picture yesterday. Was it Jerry Johnson?
That was an interesting statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was too. But he needs the football players in order to win at games. He needs the black football players. I don't know.
This has been such a crazy issue. You know, and we've talked about this before. Sports fans like to keep sports and politics separate, and that's just, you know, anytime politics comes into sports, it gets murky, and that's what's happening now, and it's ruining it.
All right, 44 past the hour in a moment. Let's change the focus to some interesting fall beauty innovations, lady. That's ladies, I should say, not lady. Ladies. Up next here on DJV.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I just said to Victoria and Kara, you can take a major role in this because obviously I'm clueless.
Oh, I just want to hear you talk about beauty stuff.
I know you do.
I love it.
Molly Nover Baker is here, beauty and lifestyle editor, former beauty director at Women's Health, to talk about makeup and skin care and hair care for the fall. Nice to have you here, Molly. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I do. I've got lots of stuff for you.
All right. Victoria is first up with the first question.
all right. What have you got going for us for the fall?
Well, I'm a mom of two little kids, so I'm always looking for products that are going to do more but in less time. That's all about that time-saving thing. So there's a new product that just came out from Nivea. It's a two-in-one product. I've been a longtime fan of their in-shower body lotions because they have made my skin super moisturized, they're easy to use, they don't leave a sticky or greasy feeling behind. And this new product from them is revolutionizing the in-shower body lotion because it's adding exfoliating pearls. It's called the Radiant Silk In-Shower Body Lotion. Now it's going to give you all the moisturization that I love from the originals, but I'm also going to get a gentle exfoliant. So it's leaving your skin radiant and silky. Perfect addition for fall at this time of year.
Yep.
Really easy to use. After you wash your body in the shower, then you apply this after that. You do a really quick rinse, and you're done. It's that simple. You can find it at Walmart or drugstores, and it's just a little over $5. It's a great buy.
That is excellent.
Wow.
Now, next, if you're someone who has scars or stretch marks, and
that's
honestly,
me.
A lot
I have
of
scars
too,
and stretch marks. Can I use
well,
this
then,
stuff, too?
You know, you could use this, too. This is a dermatologist-recommended product from Serica. It's their moisturizing scar formula and their moisturizing stretch mark formula. They're unique because they have a silicone base, and products in this category don't usually have that. They also have unique ingredients, like from in the Amazonian papashi oil from the Amazon, and semi-permeable silicones that are not only going to improve the appearance of the scars and stretch marks, but going to make them the texture better, so they're smoother. It's quick drying. It's going to sink into your skin. It's non-staining, so you don't have to worry about getting marks anywhere on your clothing. It also has an elegant texture. It's going to improve your skin's elasticity and even the tone. All things that are important to you if you have these issues.
Let me ask you a question, Molly.
Yeah.
The sorts of things that draw attention, what do women, and I would say that to Kara and to Victoria, do you wear makeup or is it cool to wear makeup that calls attention to the way you look, or is it supposed to be subtle so that you don't necessarily call attention to yourself?
I think that's honestly a personal preference. There are some women that just want to use makeup but don't want it to be noticeable. They really just want their natural skin and features to shine through. And there are women that are love to use makeup as an accessory to go brighter, bolder, bigger with their lashes. That's a personal preference. That's entirely up to the woman of how she's feeling in any given moment. Because, of course, you know, we're women. We change our minds. We want different things on different days.
Exactly. It's all based on our mood and the event and the occasion and what we're wearing. It's so many factors, Doug. You're so lucky you're just a dude.
These two products are just under $40, and you can get them at Walgreens or Walgreens.com. And I wanted to call out a special promotion. If you shop there for these products, you can get $5 off, which is always great to save a little money.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what this is about. You want to be able to do things that are that are effective, but you know most people can't afford to spend, especially if things change with every season. You don't want to spend lots of money going out trying to find these things. So the value of this, Molly, is to send people, have them look the best they can and not have to go to the bank in order to buy all of this stuff, right?
Oh, of course. Clearly. We don't want to break the bank. Not at all. You want to get the most for your money. Like I said, it's you know getting more for less time, less money, all those sorts of issues. The next thing I want to talk about is for everybody, Doug, so you can get on this too. I, on behalf of Differin, I want to talk about acne. So if you're someone that has mild or moderate acne or even just the occasional breakout, which, again, I think we all, even as adults, get the occasional breakout, Differin can help with that. This is a brand-new regimen, three products. The game changer in the line is the acne treatment because it contains 0.1% adapalene, which is usually a prescription-only ingredient. So this product is the first ever FDA-approved prescription-strength acne treatment that you can buy over the counter. They also have a balancing cleanser and a balancing moisturizer to add to the line. You'd want to cleanse your skin first, then apply the gel treatment all over once a day, and then the moisturizer.
Wow. All right, good stuff. Some tips for fall beauty for those of you who have that on your mind, and I think a lot of women do, and other people who are looking, men and women looking at other women. Molly Nover Baker here.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256.
Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, movie news time. Trucker is off today, but Victoria and Kara and I are going to focus on a couple of movies that look interesting, including the new Ben Stiller movie. I don't know how you ladies like him.
I like him in movies a lot, actually.
Yeah, I've never been a fan.
I like him in normal comedies. I like him in, well, not normal, but I like him in Dodgeball and Zoolander and that kind of thing, not the awkward comedy that he is known for. Because I think he's funnier in that situation. I don't know. He's a little outrageous, but the awkward comedies, you know, like Something About Mary and Meet the Fockers and all of that, I can't deal with.
Yeah. A lot of people say
too
that,
awkward.
That it's too uncomfortable watching him go through
so
much.
It's too cringeworthy. I can't do it.
I don't think. Oh, well, it goes back to what is it? What Something About Mary?
Yeah.
Remember that with Cameron Diaz, and he was in that, and just everybody thought it was funny. I thought it was gross.
Didn't laugh at all at that movie?
I laughed at some of it, but when it got to the part about
the hair gel,
lost me. I don't see any humor in that. I never found him funny, but you know me, I'm tough when it comes to comedians and comedy and stuff. It takes a lot to get me to laugh. I laugh at you guys, especially Kara. All right, 55. That's the hour. All right, so we'll talk about this Brad Status, which is apparently a father-son movie, and see what it brings to the table. First, though, I want to remind you about how important it is for you to keep your mind and maybe other things about your body on the way to keep your health, to enhance your health, using the available resources that we have, things like Superbeats. That's a resource that's available to you. A lot of people every single day have a glass of Superbeats, powdered beets. That's all it is. They're non-GMO beets that are grown on a 400-acre farm. They cook them. They dry them. and then they powder them, put them in a canister. Every single teaspoon represents what you need for a day, and you get about 30 teaspoons out of each canister. In a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that, you get amazing energy, amazing stamina. This is fitness in a glass. There was an article about the Super Beets. The whole of this has become sort of a national thing, the fanaticism of people who use it, and because it works, New York Times did an article about this and referred to it as fitness in a glass. It is. Super Beets will give you the benefits that you get from having a cup of coffee. That is the charge. The super drinks have caffeine, but there's no caffeine. There's nothing except all natural beets. Beets are the energy food, opening up your arteries, how it works. They produce more nitric oxide than anything else Mother Nature has to offer. So the nitric oxide opens up. It triggers your arteries to open. The blood flow is smoother. Your blood pressure is regular. All the things about it, bringing all the blood that's necessary to keep your immune system working well, keep your muscles big and strong, do great things in your brain, because you've got to have a blood flow in there to keep your brain working well. All this, so good for you. The superfood is Super Beets. Buy them at DougLikesBeets.com. You get a free month. You get free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. And ask about the book, Beat the Odds. All of it helping you, like athletes and others who have gotten the message, who are on board. You need healthy blood flow. It's all about blood flow, and you get it with Super Beets. Buy them today. Buy them right now. DougLikesBeets.com. DougLikesBeets.com. All right, so what have we found out about this movie? This Ben Stiller movie. What do we know? I don't know. Who's this kid that's in it with him? Austin Abrams? What do we know about him? He looks kind of familiar.
You know, I've never heard of him. The only movie I recognize that he was in is Paper Towns, which is one of those, I don't know if that's a Nicholas Sparks movie or, you know, something, one of those teen dramas that's kind of in that same genre as Nicholas Sparks, I think. But I don't recognize him, but everyone else in the cast is pretty well known. Jenna Fisher, of The Office. Michael Sheen has been in a ton of stuff. Jermaine Clement is in Flight of the Conchords, Victoria. I don't know if you ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
The comedy duo. Luke Wilson. So Mike White, who was in, what is that movie with Jack Black? School of Rock. He was the other guy in that. But I don't really, I don't know anything about it. It just looks like they're taking like a tour of college campuses on the East Coast or something. So it's going to be a father-son movie, I guess, them probably, I don't know, traveling and growing up together, something like that.
Bonding movies.
Yeah.
It looks like Ben Stiller probably wants to make a move away from the goofy comedies.
Yeah.
He's getting a little old for that now.
Mm-hmm. I don't even find him attractive. I don't think he's a good-looking guy, either.
Well, he was never a heartthrob. I mean, that's kind of not his point.
Yeah. Well,
or the point of him being in there.
No, I understand. But you're assuming he's a good actor. I don't even know if that's.
Well, we don't know. Maybe this movie will prove it or disprove it.
You're maybe right, Victoria. Thank you. All right, 59 after the hour, DJB time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.